Sunday Tama Talk.
Happy day, everybody. This is your Sunday morning Tama Talk by Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit, the well-known abbot of Wat Lung Po Sot Thammakayaram, in Damnern Sarawak District of Ratburi Province, Thailand. I'm Prakrubhadika Dr. Barton Yanati Rowe from the United States. I will be your interviewer. Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit is one of Thailand's most venerable meditation masters and Buddhist scholars, enhancing Buddhism with stress on both scripture study and meditation practice. Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit has guided Wat Lung Po Sot to become a highly praised center of excellence on the provincial, regional, national, and global planes. The temple is now the National Coordination Center of Provincial Meditation Institutes throughout Thailand. Globally, it is an associated institution of the World Buddhist University. Welcome, Venerable Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. We eagerly await another fascinating Sunday Tama talk. This will be our 22nd interview, continuing our series on highest blessings. Please begin by summarizing last time for us.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our current series discusses Lord Buddha's Mangala Sutta on life's highest blessings. The sutta is very popular because it summarizes 38 important lessons for life in 10 profound verses. An angel asked Lord Buddha to identify the most fortunate omens for telling good luck, and he responded with the Mangala Sutta. The genius of his response was in recognizing that good fortune derives not from good luck, but from appropriate behavior based on right wisdom. It is the practice of Dhamma that is truly auspicious. Thus, each verse details beneficial deeds or factors promoting such conduct. Last time we discussed three blessings. The first was Pahusajja, or expertise. It can be applied to both worldly undertakings and pursuit of Dhamma. With respect to Dhamma, this means learning to penetrate Dhamma thoroughly, including the Four Noble Truths, to reaching the Aryamaga or transcendent path, and then progressing successively to attain the ultimate goal of Nirvana or Nibbana. The second blessing study last time cited the benefits of disciplines, or specifically virtuous self-training in the Vinaya rules of training or precepts. In Thailand, precepts vary from 5 for lay people to 227 for monks. Practicing Vinaya is the first training, the training in morality or Sila Sikha. Finally, the third blessing study last time was pleasant, amiable or agreeable speech. This is the fourth precept. It has four components: to avoid lying such as deception, harsh language such as cursing, divisive speech such as scandal bearing, and misleading or useless speech such as gossip.
Thank you very much, Dr. Prat Rajan Wisit. Now, sir, what will we study today?
Today we continue with verse 5 of the Mangala Sutta, which lists three more blessings or auspicious behaviors. First, supporting your parents. Second, caring for your spouse and children. And third, effecting faultless work. Mata pitu upatthanang puttatha rasa sankaho anakula jakammanta etam mangkalamuttamang. Supporting parents, caring the spouse and children, and performing faultless work. This is most auspicious. In the verse, Lord Buddha lists the most basic social responsibilities that one must fulfill to lead a peacefully happy life. The duties towards parents, spouse and children, as well as the obligation to produce faultless work.
That's very interesting. Lord Buddha seemed to emphasize monkhood to escape society. When did he teach about social responsibilities?
One morning when Lord Buddha was living in Wat Veluwan near Ratchakrut, he was approaching the town on his arms round when he came upon the son of the millionaire named Singhala. The youth was paying homage to the six cardinal directions, north, south, east, west, above and below. Singhala explained that he had been taught his ritual by his father, and continued it daily in respect for the father's memory. Lord Buddha then taught Singhala that the practice of transcendent noble disciples who are close to enlightenment is somewhat different. Lord Buddha's teaching has been recorded in the Singhaluvada Sutta. This sutta catalogues the basic social responsibilities of human beings.
Thank you very much, sir. Now, let us return to our specific blessings. What does Lord Buddha teach about the duty of supporting parents?
This is a mutual responsibility. While young, children receive loving care and prudent guidance from their parents. It is, therefore, their natural duty to support and cherish their parents, especially later on when father and mother grow frail. Lord Buddha lists the five key blessings that parents should provide for their children as, first, preventing their sons and daughters from misconduct, teaching them what is right and wrong, and forbidding them from misbehaving. Second, father and mother must teach constantly, reiterate, and personally model good conduct for their sons and daughters to follow, so that the children will know about and carry out exceptional acts of goodness and kindness. Third, parent must provide education for their sons and daughters broadly across the arts and science. Fourth, father and mother should facilitate suitable marriages to appropriate persons for their children. Fifth, parents must give their children their inheritance at the proper time. In return, children should cherish and support their parents in five ways. First, sons and daughters must attend closely to their parents in order to provide them with all the requisites of life. Second, children must carry out the social affairs of the business matters of their parents. Third, children must maintain their parents' properties, their parents' nationality, and their parents' religious duties. Children must try to straighten out their parents' religious view if they have a wrong view. The sons and daughters must also maintain the good name of the parents and their lineage. Fourth, children must also obey their parents and make themselves worthy of their parents' heritage, especially by attending closely to their parents' need. Fifth, upon and after their parents' death, the children should do good deeds dedicated to them and share the merits with them.
Thank you, sir. Now, what about responsibilities between husband and wife?
This is also mutual responsibility. Roles may change with the times and specific circumstances, but the partnership spirit must always remain strong. First, the wife must arrange the chores of the household well and run it smoothly. Second, she must distribute gifts fairly between her relatives and her husband's relatives. Third, she must not engage in sexual misconduct with other men. Fourth, she must keep and maintain in an orderly manner all things that are handed over by her husband. Fifth, she must be skillful and diligent in all her housework. In turn, the husband must also observe 5 responsibilities. First, the husband must be kind and attentive to his wife. Second, he must not treat his wife in an insolent manner. Third, he must not engage in sexual misconduct with other women. Fourth, he must give her control and authority over domestic matters. Fifth, he must provide his wife with clothing, ornaments, and gifts.
Thank you again, sir. Now, finally, what about the third blessing of producing faultless work?
In the narrow sense, faultless work means conducting one's work commendably, producing quality products on time and on budget, with attention to detail and definite closure. In the broader sense, it means conducting your work in a way that does not bring any grief to yourself or to other beings. In this sense, it implies avoiding unwholesome occupations, such as those involving weapons, poisons, intoxicants, or raising animals for food.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We deeply appreciate your insight. Now would you please lead us in a few moments of meditation?
Let us begin by requesting the 5 precepts.
Mayang pante visimusung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama tutiyambi mayang pante visung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama datiyambi mayang pante visung rakanataya de saranena saha banja silani yajama.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Buddhang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Dhammang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tutiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi buddhang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi dhammang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Tatiyampi sanghang saranang kacchami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Panatipata veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from destroying living creatures.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami.
Atinatana veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. I undertake the precept to refrain from taking that which is not given.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
Kamesu micchācāra veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from unlawful sexual activity.
Musavata veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi.
Musavata veramani sikkhāpadaṃ samādhiyāmi. I undertake the precept to refrain from incorrect speech.
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิ
สุราเมรยมัชฌะปมาทัฏฐานาเวรมณีสิกขาปดังสมาธิยามิI undertake the precept to refrain from intoxicating drinks and drugs which lead to carelessness.
อิมานิปัญจสิกขาปทานิสีเลนะสุขติงยันติ
สาธุ
สีเลนะโภคสัมปทา
สาธุ
สีเลนะนิพพุติงยันติตัสสมาสีลังวิโสทะเย
สาธุ
Prostrate3 times to the Buddha statue if available. Now we begin meditation. We sit upright in a regular meditation posture, cross-legged as seen in some Buddha images, with the right leg resting upon the left, the right hand rests on the left, palm turned upwards, with the right index finger just touching the left thumb. The body is straight and the mind is fully alert. Take a deep breath and relax the body until you feel comfortable. Close your eyelids lightly. Do not press them. We use two aids, a mantra, Samma Arahang, and an object of visualization, a bright, clear, luminous sphere called the Alokakasinda, or light object. Using these aids, we draw the mind inward to the center of the body, and the mind, components of vision, memory, thought, and awareness, come together into oneness. Imagine a bright, clear, luminous sphere located at the center of the body, 2 inches or 5 centimeters above the navel. Rest your mind inside the sphere and repeat Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang, Samma Arahang continually and mindfully. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Focus your mind there. Stop still. When the mind stops perfectly still at the center of the center expands itself and becomes a new sphere. Place your mind gently inside the new sphere. Look for the pinpoint of bright light at the center of the center. Place your mind there. Stop still. Eventually, a bright, clear sphere will arise. This is the Dhamma sphere. Do not be overjoyed. Keep your mind calm and equanimity. Hold the mind still and stop repeating Samma Arahang. Just concentrate at the center of Dhamma sphere. This is your own nucleus, which gives rise to this body and this mind. You choose experience, the greatest happiness you have ever known, not the happiness based on an external object, but happiness arising from within. Due to being fully pure from the 5 hindrances, continue meditating as before by stopping still at the center of the center of the Dhamma sphere. When the concentration is just right, the sphere after sphere pops up by itself from the center. Each one inside the previous one, the spheres of sila or moral behavior, samadhi or concentration, panya or wisdom, vimutti or transcendence, and vimuttijan tatsana or insight appear one after the next. Enter each sphere successively and focus your mind still at the pinpoint of the bright light or hollow spot at the center. When the mind stops still, a new sphere emerges. When you reach the insight sphere, you continue in the same way, stopping still at the center. Again, the center expands itself, but this time instead of a new sphere, you see your own refined human body, sitting cross-legged in meditating position, facing the same direction as you are facing. Don't be startled. Just keep observing. It looks very much like yourself. It has your own face, but it is brighter, purer, and more radiant. It may even be crystal clear. Take your time to make the body and its pedestal bright and clear. When you feel comfortable with the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the refined human body. Expand to feel the whole body. Feel the body from the inside. Feel the arms, feel the legs, feel the head and the toes. Say to yourself, I am the refined human body. I have become the refined human body. I have the refined human mentality. When you feel comfortable inside the refined human body, place your mind gently inside the sphere at the center of the refined human body. Focus on the pinpoint of the bright light at the center of the center. The center expands itself, and you see your celestial body. For those who reach this state of mind, go on with the same procedure. As larger and larger, more and more radiant bodies appear, becomes each more refined body, one by one, until you reach Dhammakaya. Dhammakaya looks like a transparent Buddha statue, very radiant, very pure. The Buddha statue, sitting cross-legged, is about 9 meters in height and width. Become Dhammakaya fully, right away. And now let us share all of the merit that we have made in this meditation and previously together, with all of our loving kindness, with all beings everywhere throughout the universe. We share with our parents, our grandparents, our family, our teachers, and our friends. We share with our king and our queen, and the whole royal family. May Lord Buddha bless all of us to lead a peaceful, happy life, free from suffering, free from problems, and free from enmity. And may this meditation help to bring us closer to transcendence and Nirvana. And now, we come slowly out of meditation and open the eyes.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit. We reverently appreciate your excellent meditation instruction.
May Lord Buddha bless all of you. We would like to invite you all to join us for meditation at Wat Longpa Sut any Sunday. Our bus leaves from Watsagate, the Golden Mount Temple, at 7 o'clock every Sunday morning. I lead morning chanting and meditation for all, beginning at 9:30, and Prabhat conducts an afternoon meditation session in English from 12 to 2 p.m. Please come join us. For details, please see our English websites at www.meditationpark.org or en.dhammakaya.org or our Thai website at dhammakaya.org.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.